USA News.
I'm Corey Myers. The first named storm of the year is in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south over the next day. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today.
The president, sitting behind his desk in the Oval Office, touted the success of this week's passing of the debt ceiling bill.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse. We're cutting spending and bringing the deficits down at the same time.
Biden added, we've protected our priorities, and he commended Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done. I'm John Schaefer.
Nearly 300 people dead and close to 1,000 injured after three trains collided in eastern India. That crash happening early yesterday when a passenger train derailed and struck two other trains. Officials say they expect the death toll to climb as many passengers are still trapped. Churchill Downs suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries sustained at the home of the Kentucky Derby, with no single factor identified as a potential cause and no common pattern. Racing operations will be suspended beginning June 7th and will run through the remainder of the spring meet, which is scheduled for July 3rd. Investigations continuing by Churchill Downs and racing officials. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Teresa Williams of Forest City, North Carolina, boy, has luck on her side. She first won $150,000 in the lottery in November of 2020 on the Holiday Luck X50 scratch-off. And now she just hit a $100,000 jackpot from a $20 Mega 7 scratch-off ticket that she bought last week. I'll have what she's having. A man visiting Busch Gardens, Tampa in Florida apparently jumped over two barriers that separated theme park guests from the alligator exhibit. He mocked people who asked him and yelled at him to get out for his safety.
You gotta get back out.
Another wild carriage. Mikey.
He's very good.
He's surrounded here, guys.
The theme park said its security and animal care teams responded immediately. Thankfully, no people or animals were injured during the incident. Robert De Niro, who is 79, welcomed a baby daughter named Gia in April with his girlfriend Tiffany Chen. Now Al Pacino, who is 83, is expecting a baby with his girlfriend Noor Alfala, who is 29. Joran Vandersloot is the prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. He is being extradited to the U.S. from Peru, where he's been serving a prison sentence for murder. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.